This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Good, so you guys are still awake. Alhamdulillah, that's good. Alhamdulillah, good sign. Alhamdulillah. My dear brothers and sisters, tonight we want to ask a question, a serious question that all of us need to reflect on, and that is, does Allah love you? And right away, many of you might think, how do we know? Only Allah knows that. While this could be true, there are some signs. Signs that we know from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that shows us if Allah loves us, inshallah ta'ala. So as we mention these signs, and I'm going to mention five signs, inshallah ta'ala, all of us need to reflect on the reality of ourselves. And do we have these signs that are signs that Allah loves us or not? But before we mention these signs, and at the end, inshallah, we'll mention some of the ways that, inshallah ta'ala, if we do them, Allah will love us, inshallah. But before we mention that, there's a very famous misconception that we have to remove. We have to remove from our minds. Because right away, many people believe that the ones who Allah loves are the ones that have been given from the dunya, from the worldly affairs. So if they see somebody who's successful in the worldly affairs, mashallah, Allah loves so and so. Look at the ni'mah, the blessing he has. Allah loves him. But is that a true sign that Allah loves someone? No, it's not. Why is it not a sign? Because of a hadith we're about to hear shortly, inshallah ta'ala. And secondly, look into the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep on hasir, which is like a little bamboo mat of sticks put together. That was his bed, alayhi salatu wa sallam. He would go for 2 months in his house, alayhi salatu wa sallam, and all he had was water and dates. No food in the house. They said they didn't light the fire during that time because there was nothing to cook. And he was the best of the creation, the most beloved of the creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet this was his situation. Also in the Quran, the story of Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of Qarun, who was given from the worldly affairs. He had from the treasures of the dunya that put the people in awe. People were so impressed with what Allah gave him. What was his ending? Allah had him, had the earth swallow him. He was swallowed by the earth as a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So being given from the dunya is not a sign that Allah loves you. So the first sign that shows us, inshallah ta'ala, that Allah loves us is being guided to this deen and practicing our deen. Practicing our deen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, where he said alayhi salatu wa sallam, inna allaha yu'tiya dunya man yuhib wa man la yuhib. Allah gives the dunya to the one He loves and to the one who He doesn't love. وَلَا يُعْطِي الدِّينَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَحَبْ. And Allah only gives the deen to the one He loves. And Allah only gives the deen to the one He loves. فَمَنْ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ الدِّينَ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّهُ. So whoever Allah gives the deen, then He loves him. This is a sign that Allah loves you. If He has given you this deen and you practice His deen, you hold firm to your deen. So each one of us, knowing this sign, we need to look at the level of our religious commitment. How committed are we to the deen? Are we from those who hold firm to our deen to the best of our ability, and we strive to do as much good as we can? Or are we from those who are level below, the ones who they hold firm to the deen, but they just do the basics, just the necessary or necessity, and they don't increase? Or are we from those who like to play on both sides of the fence, a little halal, a little haram, they like to mix it up? Or perhaps we're from those who are even worse, those who have more bad deeds than good deeds. Each one of us knows his personal situation. And our religious commitment and us being guided to the deen is one of the biggest signs that Allah loves us. And from the signs that Allah loves us is the acceptance of the people to us, the acceptance of the people on the earth towards us. In the hadith, which was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, that the but hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا نَادَ جِبْرِيلِ. That Allah, if He loves one of His servants, He calls Jibreel. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا. He tells him that Allah loves so-and-so. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلِ. Right away, Jibreel loves him. Because Allah loves him, Jibreel loves him. فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيلِ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. Jibreel calls to the inhabitants of the heaven, to the angels. He calls out to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّوهُ. That Allah loves so-and-so, so love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. So the angels in the sky, they love him. فَيُجْعَلْ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And then acceptance, meaning acceptance from the people, is put on the earth for him. People will start to accept him. People will start to love him. And this meaning came in the Quran, in Surah Maryam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمَ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. That those who believe and do good deeds, that Ar-Rahman, the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala, will put for them on the earth wood, which is love from the people. The people will love them, the people will accept them. So this is a sign that Allah loves us. And the third sign is the tawfiq, the ability from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the nawafil, to do good deeds. And we're going to talk in some detail about that in a minute, inshallah ta'ala. And the fourth sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us is being tested. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you and you face difficulties, this is a sign that Allah loves us. Allah is giving this test for us to raise in our status. It came in the hadith that was narrated in the Sunan of Imam At-Tirmidhi and Imam Ibn Majah, from the hadith of Mus'ab ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhum, that his father Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiyallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which people are most severely tested? Which people are most severely tested? He said, alayhi salatu wa sallam, al-amthal fal-amthal. Al-anbiya, thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. Al-anbiya, the prophets, and then the next best, and then the next best. فَيُبْتَلَى الرَّجُلُ بِحَسَبِ دِينِهِ. The person will be tested according to his religious commitment and how strong he is in his deen. Then he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, فإذا كان في دينه صلبا اشتد بلاؤه. If he was strong in his deen, then he will be severely tested. وإذا كان في دينه رقة فابتلاؤه على حسب دينه. فيبتلى على حسب دينه. And if his deen is soft, it's weak, then he will be tested according to his religious commitment. Now here some people might think that since we're going to be tested more, if we're more religious, then maybe it's a better idea that we're less religious, huh? So we don't get tested as much. So life will be easier. But alhamdulillah, the hadith didn't finish here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said at the end of the hadith, فَمَا يَبْرَحُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْعَبْدِ حَتَّى يَتْرُكُهُ يَمْشِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئًا. That the ibtila or the test, the calamity facing him, will continue to affect this servant until it leaves him walking on the earth without any mistakes. So as he's being tested, it's raising in his status. It's a sign that Allah loves him, but at the same time, alhamdulillah, his sins and his mistakes are being forgiven. And subhanAllah, a lot of times we face difficulties and calamities in life and we don't realize that we're actually benefiting from these things. When we become ill, when we go through difficulties and we don't realize it's actually a good thing for us because our sins are being forgiven. We think it's a bad thing in the dunya. But when we come yawm al-qiyamah and we stand in front of Allah, we say, subhanAllah, all the sins are gone because of the difficulties that we faced in the dunya, walhamdulillah. And you see that those who are serious about their deen, those who are serious about practicing the sunnah, they face these difficulties. Especially in the days that we live in, where the ones who are holding on to their deen, holding on to the Quran and to the sunnah, and to the way of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, we see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about them, that they're ghuraba, they're strangers, they face difficulties, calamities. We see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's like holding on to the jamrah, onto the hot coal, holding on to the deen. But alhamdulillah, we know that all of this is increasing in our ajr, and inshallah ta'ala, wiping away our shortcomings and our mistakes and our sins. So we say alhamdulillah. And the fifth sign that Allah loves you, and this hadith came in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. And this one, this sign here, the fifth one, the only way you'll know is before you die. It doesn't help you tonight, alhamdulillah. The other four signs, you'll know tonight. If you have them, it's a sign that Allah loves you. But this one is only before death. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ عَبْدًا إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ. That Allah, if He loves one of His servants, إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ, which means He puts him into action. The Sahaba hearing this, إِسْتَعْمَلَهُ, put him into action, they said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يَسْتَعْمَلُهُ. How does Allah put him into action? He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, يُوَفِّقُهُ لِلْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ قَبْلِ الْمَوْتِ. That He gives him the tawfiq, the ability to do a good deed before the time of death. Allah gives him that tawfiq before the time of death to do good deeds. This is a sign that Allah loves an individual when he dies upon doing a good deed. And this is a reminder to us about the importance of striving to do good deeds as much as we can. Striving to stay away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can be from those who only die upon good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from them, ya Rabbil Alameen. These are five signs. Now the question comes, what can we do? What are the actions and the deeds, the a'mal, that we can do, that if we do them, Allah will love us in return? Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself told us. And the hadith al-Qudsi and Sahih al-Bukhari. When Allah said, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيَّ مَا تَقَرَّبْ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant does not become closer to me with any action more than what I have made fard upon him. That he doesn't become closer to me with any action except for doing that which I made fard upon him. The fard action upon us is the most action we can do that Allah loves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the second part of the hadith, and before that, I want to point out something very important. Because a lot of times when we hear this hadith about doing the fard actions upon us, automatically, what are the actions we think about? What are the fard actions that we think about? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? The what? The salat? Doing what else? The fasting of Ramadan, zakat, going for hajj, the pillars of Islam. And this is correct. However, there's two fard actions that we need to think about first. The most important fard actions. And that is, first of all, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing Allah through His beautiful names and attributes. And once you truly know Allah, your heart becomes filled with the love of Allah. Your heart becomes filled with the hope and the fear of Allah. And this is what helps you, puts you into actions to do that which is fard. When you have that love and you have that hope and that fear for Allah. And the second fard that we need to think about is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ayah in Surah Ali Imran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, O Muhammad, to the people, that if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a command. This is fard. If we truly claim that we love Allah, then it has to show in our actions. Our actions by what? Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In all aspects of our life. Not just in some aspects which is convenient and then we leave the rest. Not that we fully enter into the deen according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the outcome when we adhere and hold firm to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah said in the same ayah, يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذَنُوبَكُمْ. That Allah will love you and He will forgive your sins. When we talk about doing that which is fard, don't forget the importance of the tawheed, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the importance of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah said in the second part of the hadith, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. That my servant will continue to grow closer to me with the nawafil, the voluntary acts of worship, until I love him. Allah is telling you, when you do that which is fard, and then you continue to grow closer to Allah, to grow closer to Allah and go closer to Allah with the voluntary actions, that Allah will love you in return. And what happens when Allah loves us? Allah said, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ. And if I love him, كُنْتُ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. I become his hearing that he hears with. وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ. And his sight that he sees with. وَيَدُهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا. And his hand which he touches with. وَرِجْلُهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِ بِهَا. And his leg which he walks with. Everything you do becomes for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah said, وَإِن سَأَلَنِي لَعُطِيَنَّ. And if he asked me, I will surely give him. وَإِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِذَنَّ. And if he were to seek refuge in me or protection with me, I would protect him. This is what happens when Allah loves you. Allah becomes everything in your life. Everything you do is for Allah. Every step you take, everything you touch, everything you see, everything you hear, it becomes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's when Allah loves you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from those who He loves, Ya Rabbil Alameen. When you look into the Quran, and we'll end with this inshallah ta'ala, when you look into different verses in the Quran, and we're in the month of the Quran, reflect on the different meanings that come in the ayat when Allah says, Inna Allaha yuhib, that verily Allah loves. Different verses all throughout the Quran, Allah says He loves certain individuals, those who have certain characteristics. Let's take a quick journey through some of these ayat in the Quran and reflect on our own actions. If we were to say, do we fall into that category? What about that category? Maybe here half, maybe not too much. Let's see for ourselves. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsineen, that Allah loves al-muhsineen, the doers of good, those who are striving to do good. Are we from the doers of good? We hope so. But each one of us knows himself. When Allah says, Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabina wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin, Allah says that He loves the tawwabin wal-mutatahirin. At-tawwabin, the ones who are constantly repenting. Every time they fall into sin, they immediately return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. That's what it means, at-tawwab. Constantly returning to Allah with tawbah and repenting. Al-mutatahirin, two types of tahara. Here, the ones who are purifying themselves. Two types of tahara. The ones who are purifying their nafs, their soul, who are striving to do tizkiyah and purification of the heart and the soul, and the ones who are purifying themselves constantly for the prayer as well. They all fall into that category. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin, that Allah loves the ones who have tawakkil, the ones who truly rely on Allah. Are we from those who rely on Allah haqqa tawakkul, with real tawakkul, or do we rely on the things of the dunya and then we turn to Allah in the end? Or is our heart attached to Allah and then we take the asbab, meaning the means from the dunya to help us, but our main attachment is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the mutawakkili, the ones who truly rely on Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us throughout the Quran, in these examples that we want to reflect on throughout the Quran, He said, Inna Allah yuhibba al-muqsitin, that Allah loves the ones who act justly, the ones who establish justice on the earth. Are we from those who act justly and those who establish the justice upon the earth? Allah said, Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqeen, Allah loves the pious ones, the ones who establish the taqwa in their lives. And we're in the month of taqwa. Are we from those who have the taqwa in our lives, in our actions? This is something we need to reflect on as we reflect on the Quran during the month of the Quran. And Allah knows best. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa jazakum Allahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.